So we're beginning the book of Iyov. Chazal had different opinions as to when the book of Iyov occurred. Was it an occurrence that really happened, or is it all prophecy? Is it a story that was a prophetic vision with a message, or was it a story that really happened with a message? Chazal generally said it was a story that happened with a message. Chazal discussed the difference from when they lived. According to one opinion, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the book of Iyov. According to another opinion, he lived in the time of Avraham Avinu. According to a third opinion, he lived in the time of the Shoftim. So the Gemara discusses different opinions as to when the whole book occurred. We're going to read it and try to stick to Pshat. So the basic story is, this man, Iyov, was a very kind fellow. He had children, and then the Satan came before Hashem, and Hashem said, "Did you see what a fine fellow he is?" And God said, and the Satan said, "Yeah, well, you made things very good for him. Of course he's a fine fellow." So God said, "No, even if I take all of it away, he'd still be a good and kind person." So the Satan said, "No, look, let me, that he'll blaspheme." So God said, "Okay, try." He tries, everything is destroyed, and Iyov still remains faithful. So the Satan says to God, "You know, that's because you did everything, but you didn't harm him, and then you'll see what'll happen." So God says, "Okay, but don't kill him. He has to stay alive." So the Satan gives every type of an affliction on Iyov. Iyov has not only lost his family and his wealth, but he's lost his health, his sleep. He's completely covered with boils. He's suffering every minute. And then he's sitting there wallowing in his sorrow, and his three friends come to visit him. And his friends try to comfort him, and they tell him, "You know, maybe God has given you a message. Maybe you deserve it because of A, B, and Z." And he says, "No." And the majority of the book is the arguments back and forth. Each friend is trying to give him another philosophical explanation as to why bad things are happening to him. And for each one, he has an answer. Until at the very end, the little one, who hadn't been speaking until then, he says, "Look, I've been hearing everything you guys have to say, and I have something else to say." And he goes a totally different route. And then Hashem himself appears and speaks to Iyov. And then, at the end of the book, Iyov gets more blessing than he ever had before. Hashem gives him everything back, and even better than it ever was before. Now, what is the message of the book? So that's what we will try to explore. What is the bottom line? What are we supposed to understand from this? It seems that Iyov's answers are always very good. So why are bad things happening to Iyov? And this is really dealing, this book is a book that was written to deal with the age-old question of how come good people have bad things happening to them. So let's begin, and let's hope then we have now. Okay. So the first chapter is still regular Navi Haftara Trap, and later on it switches to the special Tamei Emet. Ish hayeretz utz Iyov shemo vehaya ha'ish ha'hu tam v'yashar v'rei Elohim v'sal meira. We begin with a description. He is an ish. He is a person of stature. In the land of Uz, his name was Iyov. And that man was whole, he was God-fearing, he was sal meira. He removed himself from anything that was bad. Now, Uz might be Aram Naharaim. It's unclear where exactly is this land of Uz. We know there was a man named Uz who was Nachor's eldest child. We know Nachor was Avram's father, so Avram's big brother was Uz. So if this was the land that he inhabited, so that's the land of Uz. So that's the land near Avram's home territory, Aram Naharaim. That's possible. And Iyov was an honest person. He was a fair person with his fellow men. Vayivaledu lo shiva vanim v'shalosh banot. God blessed him. He had seven sons and three daughters. That he has more than double the daughters. He has sons. The pasuk is setting us up. Look at the blessing he had. Vayhi miknehu shivat alfei tzon u'shloshit alfei gimalim V'chamesh meyot tzemet bakar, v'chamesh meyot atonot, v'avuda rabba meod, v'hi ha'ish ahu gadol mikol b'nei kedim. So he was blessed with cattle. He had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 pairs of oxen, 500 mules. He had a lot of servants working for him. He had a whole assembly of people working for him. And he was greater than all the people of the East. So Iov was a very wealthy person. And the pasuk illustrates the blessings that he had from God. The familial wealth, the monetary wealth. And he was more wealthy than all the people of the East. Meaning he was out in the East, in the territory of Aram. And he was more wealthy than anyone around him. V'halechu vanav v'asu mishte beit ish yomo v'shalechu v'kareu lishloshet achyoteihem lechol v'lishtot imahem. So his sons used to go and make a party. And each one had his day. There were seven sons. So every day of the week they'd have their feast at someone else's house. And they'd invite their three sisters, and they'd eat and drink together. So this is what they did all week long. They'd party, and they didn't party alone. They divided and had a different day. He was responsible for the party, and they'd invite their sisters. Vayehi ki hikifu yemei hamishteh vayishlach Iyov vayikadeshem. V'ishkim baboker v'hela olot. When the days, when the cycle came around, Iov would send, invite them early, and in the morning early, he'd bring sacrifices that were completely burned, an ola sacrifices, completely burned before God. And each time that the cycle started again, so Iov gathered the children together for this sacrifice. And how many sacrifices would he bring? So the pasuk says, "Ve'ela olot mispar kulam." He'd bring sacrifices corresponding to each of them, meaning he had 10 children. He'd bring 10 sacrifices every week. Ki amar Iyov ulai chateu vanai uverechu Elohim bilvavam. Iyov said, "Maybe my children have sinned. Maybe deep down inside they've blasphemed in their hearts." Kacha yase Iyov kol hayamim. Iyov said, "You know what? If they have it so good, they're partying so much. When a person has it good, then his tendency is to kick back, and want complete independence from any moral responsibility. And that's why it's possible that as they were partying, they had improper thoughts towards heaven." So Iyov brought an Ola sacrifice, which atones for improper thoughts. And this is what Iyov did throughout his days. Vayhi hayom. It was that fateful day. What day is it? It is the day of Rosh Hashanah. Vayavohu b'nei ha'elohim. So on this day of judgment, the angels come forward. Lehityatzev al Adonai. They come to stand in attention before God, and the Satan as well comes to stand before God. Vayomer Adonai el Hasatan, Meayin Tavo, Vayan Hasatan et Adonai Vayomar, Mishut Baaretz, Umehitalech. Bah. So the God asks the Satan, "Where are you coming from?" And the Satan said, "I was sailing the land to see how people are behaving, and I've been traveling the land. That's what I've been up to." So God asks him, "Where did you come from?" And the Satan can't open his mouth before God addresses him. So now God has begun by addressing him. And the Satan says, "I've been going through the land to see how people are behaving." And that's where I'm coming from. And I found packs of sins by mankind. So the Satan wants to speak badly about humanity. He wants to say what we've done wrong. So what does God tell him? Vayomer Adonai el ha-satan, hasamta libecha al avdi Iyov, ki ein kamohu ba'aretz ish tam v'yashar yirei Elohim v'sar meira. God asked him, have you taken note of my servant Job? Have you taken note that really there are none like him? You're coming to speak badly. Have you come to speak badly about Job as well? Really, there are none like him. By him, I'm sure you found nothing wrong. Vayan hasatan et Adonai vayomar. So the Satan answers God, and he says, Ha chinam yarei Iyov Elohim. What is Job, a God-fearing person, for nothing? Halo ata sachta va'ado uv'ad beito uv'ad kol asholo misaviv. You protect him. Ata sachta. You made a protective curtain around him and his family and everything he owns are all around. Ma'ase yadav berachta. You've blessed his assets. Umiknehu paratz ba'aretz, and his cattle have spread and they've multiplied and he's been tremendously successful. Ve'ulam shelachna yadecha v'ga bechol asholo imlo al panecha yevarecheka. But, claims the Satan, if only you take and harm everything he owns, won't he blaspheme directly toward you, God? So that is the Satan's question. He says, test him. You haven't tested him. You haven't hurt him, his family, his wealth. Watch. If you test him, I swear he will blaspheme. If not, then who knows what you should do to me, the Satan is saying. I swear, if only you'd hurt him, look at how he'd get angry and turn against you, God. Vayomer Adonai el ha-satan, hinei chol asholo biyadecha, rak eilav, al tishlach yadecha, vayetzei ha-satan, meyim penei Adonai. So God says to the Satan, you are hereby given permission to destroy everything he has, just don't hurt him. And the Satan goes out to destroy everything Iyov owns. This is where we'll have to pick up next time.